Hello.
Welcome to the Bear Cave. I'm Cuddly Bear, your host today, and I have with me... What's your name?
Kiris.
Good. I have Kiris with me
questions.
Today.
Tough questions, right from the start, what?
Yeah, it's very, very difficult questions.
Wait, are we doing the podcast that you...
Yeah, of course we're doing
God.
The podcast.
I'm not fucking prepared.
Well, too bad. I'm going to be asking you questions and trying to engage in some conversation because this is like the most loosely defined podcast ever. Yeah.
I'm a star. Okay, go on.
You're what?
Nothing.
What'd you say?
Go on. No, nothing. Go
no,
on.
No, come on.
No, no, go on.
Say it. Say it.
No, it's your podcast. I can say stuff on podcasts that is not.
You can say whatever you want.
No. I already have my script right here. I will follow Mr. Ben. Please continue.
You're such a little shit. I don't understand whatever made me think of Kiris as being a person that should come on here. I don't understand.
And the first one, too. I will set a good example.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is actually, like, this is causing me harm.
So I'm doing my job well. How is this causing you harm exactly?
I don't know. I'm just talking shit.
You're just lying as always.
Lying as
I never lie.
Lying
please
as
Bear.
Always?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me one example of me lying.
You said that you
see, she can't. She can't even do it.
Hey, I said it.
Oh, what did you say, huh?
Oh, you didn't hear me?
What did you say?
Well, tough shit.
What did you say?
Let's go and move on with the podcast, okay? You have your questions. Ask your questions.
No.
You are a horrible host.
I am the best host ever.
You realize how
and
podcast works. Like
yeah,
you have to ask me questions.
The podcast is that I'm going to ask you questions once you tell me what it was.
Well, I guess we're stuck here then.
God damn it. All right. Fine. In one word, describe why you came to GWA. Or backstage for that matter. Maybe you're not so active on GWA.
In one word, describe why I came to GWA backstage.
Yeah. Why did you join the community?
Boredom.
Boredom. Okay. Has it helped with your boredom that you came on here?
Yeah.
That's such a good answer. So
look,
you came to alleviate your boredom. You haven't found anything that has helped with your boredom.
Yeah, I just got bored in another platform.
So I'm assuming if I'm going to ask you in one word describe why you stay on UWA, it's going to be because you're bored. Great.
Okay, go on.
Fine. Okay, so you
actually,
don't really.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What? No. Go
no.
On. Go on.
I saw one thing about this. I don't have it open anymore because. Oh, no, wait. I don't know.
No, don't open it.
Yeah, but I remember one question, and it had a face with the tongue next to it.
A face with a tongue. Okay, I'll see if I can find it.
You probably can. It's about you.
Yeah, I'll... Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good way of
describe me
up.
With a sentence.
Can it be a complex sentence?
It could be a very complex sentence. As long as you don't turn it into like a run-on thing or like a whole story.
How many fans do you have? Because I don't want people to fucking PM me being like, oh, you were so mean to Cuddly Bear.
Okay, listen, I don't know how many fans I have. I don't know.
Four?
Two,
just
ten,
more or less.
Something, probably. Ten.
Ten?
Yes. All crazy fanatics. So if you say anything bad, they're all going to come after you with pitchforks.
Oh, in this case, Cuddly Bear is absolutely amazing.
Just say you're... Just be honest.
Cuddly Bear is absolutely amazing.
No, come on.
Cuddly Bear is intimidating.
Okay, and now you have to explain why I'm intimidating.
Because isn't that the first time you've said sound, it? Okay, you sound like a Morgenstern would sound if it had a voice.
I sound like a Morningstar?
Yeah, Morgenstern. Yeah, whatever, the same thing.
The club weapon with spikes.
That is probably the saddest explanation of what a Morgenstern is, but sure.
I mean, it's a mace with spikes. I don't know what else you want to say, but sure.
It's also called Cuddly Bear.
It's... What?
Why do I have to explain my answers?
Because it's an interesting answer. I don't find myself particularly
intimidating. Yes, we've established that. You've said it like countless times, which is also very intimidating in itself. Like, I say, oh, Cuddly, you're pretty intimidating. No, I'm not intimidating at all, Curious. I'm not. Like, fucking 20 times. I'm like, okay, then I guess not.
I don't know. I just see myself as this, you know, big, happy guy that's really approachable.
Okay. I guess I see you that way, too. I don't know.
Is that that? Okay, so if I am that, then how am I... You are the craziest person ever, Karis. Not gonna lie.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's probably somewhere in the middle.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a very honest answer.
You're okay with that?
Probably the first honest answer in this podcast so far. am I okay with that? Sure. Not the worst thing that can happen to a girl, to a woman in her 20s. Late 20s?
In her, come on, just admit it. In your 40s, right?
50s, actually. Pew, pew,
pew, pew, pew. So old. Okay. So, you don't really post audios, do you? I mean, I just quickly checked your account.
That's creepy, and no, I don't.
Okay. Have you, though, ever gotten hate mail?
No.
No? No. That's good. I've only gotten one ever.
Oh, really? Who hated on you?
Was it some random throwaway that called me a human piece of excrement. I actually made an audio about it. Or I made a post about it on Backstage. I think we all have issues. So.
I was lying, but okay, Barry, if you're going
to... Oh, come on. Calm the fuck on.
I don't have issues, Bear.
Yeah. Sure, fine, whatever you see, whatever you say as well.
We are both bad at English, but that's okay.
I'm really articulate in English, okay? Don't even give me that. Okay. You're just some Polish.
You're also not intimidating.
What was that sentence? Ja pierdolisch or something?
Oh my god, here we go. Here we go.
That's all I know. Okay.
Goodbye, everyone.
No, you're staying. Mm-hmm. Do you listen to audios on GDB? Or Backstage?
On what? I'm sorry?
On Backstage. Do you listen to audios on GDB? Or Backstage?
Not so much. No, I do listen to audios on GWA Backstage now. Especially what? Questionnaires and whatnot and Rumbles.
And why do you enjoy those?
Well, because, you know, I don't generally talk to people through PMs. Like, I have a bunch of people that I talk to. Well, I say a bunch, a few.
I feel so special.
but other than that, I'm not really active. So, you know, it's an interesting way to kind of see what people have to say about stuff. And about GWA, I have a few favorites that I will listen to, but nah.
What kind of audios do you look for?
Not rape audios.
Wow, thank you. Now, come on, what kind of stuff do you look for?
Well, I can tell you what kind of stuff I don't look for, which is probably easier.
Okay, sure.
Sure, and we go, here we go. It's rape, cheating, daddy, water sports. Bestiality. Okay, now someone's going to like fucking click when I'm saying this stuff, and they're going to think that I like it.
I mean, I'm gonna tag it as Karis loves bestiality, obviously.
Obviously.
That's the only choice I have.
And this is how I delete my accounts. Guys.
No.
If I do that, that's Mr. Barry to thank for.
That is such a terrible thing to say.
Is it now?
Yeah.
I only have like a fan and a half, so you should be okay.
You only have a fan and a half?
Mm.
The hell is a fan?
Fan.
Oh, a fan and a half. Okay, sorry. Well, I'm sorry. She has the hearing stuck in her mouth. It's kind of hard to hear what she says sometimes.
It's actually cock, but sure.
The audio producers that you listen to, are they well-established ones that you go back to, or are they mostly new?
What the fuck is well-established on GWA? Like, do they have a penthouse? No, I don't know.
Older posters, like fucking No Name or...
Who's a No Name?
Carnivore. Or, oh my
what?
God, okay,
never
mind.
I don't
know
who these guys are.
Fine.
Guys, fine. All due respect, I just don't listen to many audios.
No Name is the fucking moderator on Backstage.
Oh, really? Like... Oh, hi!
Ban her! Don't ban me! Ban her! Ban her! Ban
her! Shut your mouth.
Ban. No, okay. Okay.
I love you, No Name.
Okay. Question about pictures. Would you or have you enjoyed getting pictures of people's genitals?
No! Fuck you guys. Don't send me this shit. Nope.
Send Karis all your dick pics, guys. Oh. And vagina pics.
Look, I don't care, okay? If I'm looking at your... if someone sends me a picture of their dick,
yeah,
I'll open it. I'll be like, wow, that's a penis. And I'll be like, I think I should buy potatoes today. And I'll put it on my grocery list and just forget about it, okay?
Penis don't makes you think of potatoes?
Don't send me dick pictures, because I swear to God, what am I supposed to do with this shit? Like, it's a dick. Looks pretty healthy to me. I don't think you should worry. What am I supposed to write back to you? Like, oh, it's a penis. It's what you shared.
Have you gotten them before?
I did, yes.
Ah, okay. Yeah. I've only ever received pictures, like, unwanted ones. From some girl who posts to Gone Wild. And apparently she did it to No Name as well. So I was like, yo, dude, check this chick out. I totally just got like some chick's boobs or whatever it was she sent. And he was like, no way, dude, I got some today too. And fucking turns out she sent them to both of us. Motherfucker. Way to make us feel special. Has GWA changed your outlook on kinks in any kind of way? Or has it just defined more of the stuff that you don't want to listen to?
I don't think it changed anything, but it definitely made me realize that rape audios...
is not your thing.
...audios are the fucking bomb. Which is fine, but, you know, I didn't realize that so many people actually had such vivid... rape fantasies, I guess. But no, it hasn't changed anything, really. I haven't found like a kink that I didn't enjoy before, and suddenly GWA happens and I'm like, oh yes, by all means. That, no, it never happened.
Okay. Has your opinion of your own voice changed since, like, have you started liking your own voice, or have you never really had an issue with it before you came?
Of course I had an issue with it before, but it was long, long, long before GWA.
And do you like it more now?
Sorry?
Do you like it more now?
I'm pretty tired of it. I'm pretty tired of it. No,
You're tired of your own voice?
Yeah, well, you know.
No,
you can,
I really
you
don't.
Can only... Well, yeah, you know, what the fuck was I thinking? But, you know, people who are not so into you know, their own everything. You're gonna live. People who are not into, you know, their own everything, they sometimes get tired of their own voice. And I'm one of these people. No, but I had issues with my voice before, very strange issues. Like, I actually had, like, violent reactions to hearing myself on audios or even recorded on the phone or something. It was really bad. But that also kind of worked with my anxiety and just lack of confidence when I was in my teens.
Makes sense.
So, yeah. Nowadays, well, I mean, you really don't care.
If it's any consolation, I've always hated my own voice before I joined UA. I thought it sounded really stupid. So, you're not alone in that, bro.
Should I comment on that, or are we just gonna...
You can comment on it if you want.
No. I don't want to be kicked out of the podcast.
I'm not gonna kick you out of podcast if you wanna. If you wanna drop truth bombs, then go on.
Don't eat yellow snow.
Don't eat yellow snow. Fine, I won't eat yellow snow.
Good. You're gonna thank me later.
Are there any accents out there you like more than others?
Accents?
Yeah, like a British accent, American accent.
Yeah, I know what. Accent, whatever. Thanks for explaining that to me.
Well, then don't make it a question.
I'm American.
Can you imitate it?
No. Next question.
Fine. All right.
No. I have more to say, Mr. Bear. I demand some time to explain on my choice.
Fine.
It's pretty cool. Let's move on.
No, I'm waiting.
No. It's, you know, American. First of all, it was British. But I had a boner for everything that was British. And then because I got close with an American guy, it turned to American. Cool story, I know. So far, very exciting.
Sorry, bro. Yeah,
exactly. But yeah, basically, American, Russian. Oh, thanks for, just kind of cuffing over my response.
I mean, I could have done it this close. Instead, I moved away.
Oh, wow. I am moved.
Back truly. To explaining.
Yes, it's American, Russian, any kind of Slavic, for obvious reasons. Yeah, it's about that.
Well, maybe I should start talking like this now. Okay, I won't do
fucking
that.
Fucking God.
Motherfucking cool.
Oh, wait, I'm the first person. It's gonna be super fucking great and make people comment if I die on this podcast.
Okay. Let's move away from the more audio-centered questions and just go on to some random crap.
Can I open these questions and, like, look at them?
No. No. And
do
I can
you
see.
You
I can see if you open
that?
It. Well, I can see if you open it, and then I'll remove them all and move
my
them over to a different
God,
document.
My fucking God, you're such an asshole. Okay, go on.
So don't even give me that shit. Okay.
Also, just so you know, guys, before we start the recording, we were talking about pig blood and why bats can drink blood.
And that you can technically survive drinking human blood and stuff, you know.
Yeah. So that basically got us in the right mindset for this podcast.
Yeah, definitely.
Just you know, a word to help you out, guys, if someone... Even consider coming here.
Yeah, I mean, if you ever consider being on my podcast and coming, that's fine.
How are you going to call this podcast, by the way?
Oh, I'm going to call it The Bear Cave. I actually had a lot of ideas for what I could call
and the podcast. And you chose The Bear Cave?
Well, I mean, hear me out, because it's the only one that sounded not stupid. And it might be, like, this is more of a, sensible choice. It's not the first one I wanted to go with.
Okay, I want to hear the non-sensible choices then.
Okay, I'm finding them in a kick conversation. Okay. I considered The Bear Project. Kind of stupid.
Yeah, I like it.
The Bear Affair with Cuddly Bear.
Oh my God.
No?
Go on.
No, was that a bad one?
It was a mouthful.
Yeah, I know. But, that's how it is. I thought the bear affair with Cuddly Bear was too much bear and it was too much rhyming. I didn't like it.
I also agree it is too much bear.
Yeah.
Too much too bear. A horrible joke. Okay.
It was suggested blabbing with bear. Or
okay.
Bearing it all.
Who fucking came up with that? It's a genius. Oh dear God.
Should I use that instead? Bearing it all?
Oh my God. Too hard to bear.
Unbearable.
But actually, do that. Do all of that. Just make it like...
Then I started thinking about words that was related to bears. So I have the Grizzly Gathering, the Ursine Unity, and they all sound stupid. Then it was suggested to call it Fur Friends. And that sounds like we're furries, so no. And now we're starting with more stupid rhymes, okay?
Ooh, okay.
So, the bear lair. Daycare with bear.
Oh my God. Daycare just... with bear, and the first tag is back to play.
The bear, and the maiden fair? No, that wouldn't work, because there's also going to be dudes on. Bear daycare. Ear with bear. Swear with bear. Getting cozy with cuddly bear.
The what?
Getting cozy with cuddly bear.
Oh, dear God. Okay.
Online with the Ursine. I mean, then these are stupid. Ursine recline. Ursine genuine. Genuine Ursine. Cub chets, like bear cub chets.
Got it.
Yeah, I don't know. That's about as far as I got right now. Which one do you like the best? Do you have any suggestions yourself? Should I go? I mean, you laughed when I said the... which one was it? Bearing it all?
Yeah.
You think I should go with a stupid pun?
Yeah. Well, go with whatever makes you comfortable.
None of them makes me comfortable. This is just the most non-offensive... What?
Nothing.
Oh my God, do you... Stop it.
No. Just because so you have problem with hearing, I'm not going to repeat myself.
I don't have a problem with hearing, well, but when I'm talking and you're talking, then I can't hear myself.
Or no, I such can't a hear gentleman.
You. Yeah, sorry. It's fine. Whatever.
Mm.
Do you have any suggestions to yourself that could maybe be better?
Better for me or better for you?
I don't care. I'm open for all suggestions.
No, I really like the one with the online
sometimes. With the Ursine.
Yes, this is my favorite.
Fun. I'm gonna go with that one from now
oh,
on.
Oh God, yes. You should just change it. I know.
It's change it every time.
Exactly. You should just ask, like, at the beginning of each podcast. You should just ask the person that's on it, which is your favorite. Just call it that.
All right.
That, I know it's going
that
to
actually
be,
sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, I know it's probably not going to be very super, like, very, very super good. Yeah, good job, Kyrus. It's not going to be very good for, good. You know, it's not going to be very good for the podcast, as in, like, people, you know, trying to find it through the search or something. But I think it's a nice, you know, nice addition. People letting people know how badly they like bad puns. Stop yawning.
I can't help it. I always yawn. I'm perpetually tired. I'm just kidding. I'm actually not really tired. Okay.
Wait, this is you being like lively?
This is me being lively? Yeah. I mean, are you not entertained?
No.
fine. Nice deadpan joke. Okay, so since you're from somewhere in the Eastern Bloc, I assume that you do a fair amount of drinking.
No? I don't drink.
You don't drink?
No.
Damn it, then half of my questions are going to be useless. I'm just kidding. I only have like two questions in that. Do you read?
I am literate, yes.
No, do you enjoy reading books?
Yes, I do, very much so.
Okay, so what's your favorite book?
The Martian by Andy Weir. I don't remember how you pronounce his name.
Well, the one that they made a movie about?
Yes, with Matt Damon. Oh,
that's a good movie.
Very good book. If you
Is the book even better?
Oh, God, yes.
Well, why is it better?
Read it now.
Why is it better than the movie?
More jokes.
Personality... I love the jokes in it. They were so good.
Yep, more jokes. The personality of the main character is more fleshed out. It just reads really well, considering that there's a lot of, like, technical talk, I guess. But mostly it's the jokes. It's the way it's written is just such a fucking sarcastic pile of jokes. It's beautiful.
Do you read any kind of fantasy?
Yeah. My love for reading started when I was 11. And I actually started with Tolkien's Lord of the Rings. So fantasy for the longest time was the only thing that I read.
Okay. And what's your favorite fantasy books?
Well, do we count fantasy or do we also count like post-apocalyptic stuff or
just
pure fantasy?
I mean, those are kind of adventure, but still kind of fantasy, yeah, for sure.
More or less. Well, depends how you see it. But if we count post-apocalyptic stuff, then I will probably say Metro series is my favorite.
Okay. That's some pretty interesting. I only know it from medias other than books, so...
You disappoint me!
Well, I'm sorry, okay? I mainly read... I don't know. Not those kind of books.
Oh, what do you read?
The last book I read was Dragonlance series.
Oh, yeah, you did talk about it in one of your... Yeah, okay.
But anyway, so... In that fantasy, or in the world of Metro, you know, there's kind of supernatural things, right?
Mm.
Yeah. So, if you were in that universe, what role could you see yourself having in that society?
Corpse?
Why?
I mean, I'm just being realistic, okay?
Are you terrible at survival stuff?
I'm so right, 28 years, I think I'm pretty good. Well, now I'm going to piss off feminists. I don't remember whether it was... Because I've never played the Metro games. But mm-hmm. I think in the first Metro you played as Artyom. And the second one too. But in the second one there was a character, of this female character. I don't remember her name, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And if you read the books, Metro series, in the first book, again, Artyom was the main character. In the second book, they added this female character and it was really bad. You can actually skip the second book. But as horrible as it may sound, people, if you have played Stalker, if you have played Metro, if you have read Metro, if you have read Stalker, you have to... kind of realize that women don't really play a big role. And I'm not saying that women are weak or anything, but I personally quite enjoy these books being filled with males. And my role in such a post-apocalyptic community would probably be some sort of pig farmer or something. Sorry. I know you were expecting something like, oh, I'm going to be, a stalker or...
No.
Ranger. Shut up. Ranger.
I mean, not specifically because it's you, but I mean, if you're being honest, then that's the best answer. No, but really, you
like,
give.
You know, if I'm to be if I'm to be cool, I'd be like, oh, I would totally be a ranger, you know, fucking shit up and stuff. But if I'm to be honest, I'd probably be a pig farmer. Especially if people know that I'm Polish, it's like given. It's a given. Just put the pig next to me and like do your own stuff, you know.
All right.
So yeah.
I mean, I could totally see you as a pig farmer.
Oh, thank you.
I'm getting that impression that.
Oh, thank you so much, Bear. That is very kind.
You're welcome. Okay. So I don't know if you believe in reincarnation, right? But taking your current life, your good and your bad, into consideration.
Fuck. Okay.
And if you died and you were reborn, do you think you would be on the human stage again, or would you kind of descend the ladder and become one of the lower life forms, like, I don't know, a dog or a cockroach or something?
Oh my god. Where the fuck did that come from? This is why I wanted to
This is a question I came up with myself, so it's totally fine if you don't want to answer it.
I can tell. Wait, I'm just trying to wrap my head around. I'm answering. I need you to understand this situation, okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm answering a questionnaire for GWA Backstage, which is basically a subreddit for a subreddit called Gone Wild Audio, which is a porn subreddit. And I got, I just got asked a question whether I'll be a dog when I reincarnate or not. So no,
I'm asking, do you think you're going to be a human again? Or do you think, based on how you've lived your life, that you're going to be a lesser
life? Is there anything that, like, you have to do? Or is there anything that you, if you do it in your life, it just puts you,
I think there is something about manslaughter that probably, like murder, probably. But I think it's a yin and yang thing. So if, you know, you weigh up the bad with the good, you can hit kind of an equilibrium of evenness.
Like 50-50. And then kill one person, save the other, 50-50.
No, gotta keep that balance.
Oh my god, Bear!
Heavy question as well.
No, it's just like,
I think I would be. I think I would be a human.
Good for you. I mean, I'm happy for you, Bear. I also think that I would be a human. Maybe?
Or a herring.
I'm hoping for a herring, but I think I would be a human.
Is that the equivalent of India's cows? Like, if you're a herring in Poland?
Yeah, we just have herrings, like, laying on the road. Just, like, flopping. You know,
yeah. That's the sounds they make, if you didn't know.
Oh, okay. Well, guys, there you go. Okay. Now we know.
Well, I mean, you gave your answer, so you think you'd be a human again. Okay. Then, do you think life has a purpose? And if so...
Oh, my God.
And if so, what is yours?
Oh, my fucking God.
You can refuse to answer if you...
I'm not refusing anything.
Okay.
Not at this age.
It's too late now. You're in too deep.
I mean, I gotta accept anything they fucking give me at this age. 28, dude. What are you doing?
Oh, sorry. I'll leave it. I fidget. It's just paper. I'm unwrapping paper. It's paper towel roll that's empty.
You're playing with paper towel. Roll when I'm answering this.
Say question. Paper towel roll.
Fuck off.
Three times. Fast three times, please.
I can say that quickly. Fuck off.
Say it.
Fuck off.
Say it.
No.
Damn it. Does life have a purpose? What's your purpose?
Does life have a purpose? No. Therefore, my purpose is not to die quickly.
Fair.
I mean, there, what do you fucking expect? Like, my
hey, I mean, you can, my purpose is to get through life in a kind of calm fashion and bring happiness to people's lives, you know?
By asking them questions what their happiness, what their purpose in life is, and absolutely them realize that there is no purpose.
I think you're having a good time talking to me right now, and you're enjoying yourself, even though you'll probably deny it till the day you die. which might come very quickly. No. Oh yeah, because my 10 crazy fans are gonna come kill you, sure.
And feminists.
And feminists, apparently, because whatever.
You don't remember what I said now, do you?
I do remember what you said, really. But I also feel like you didn't say anything remotely offensive. So,
sorry, guys.
Okay, so moving on to a completely different and not at all as deep
question. Do you think these questions are actually grouped in any way, or
I have three different sections of questions. I have the performers section. Then I have random questions section. Then
this
I have
is the random one.
Stuff related to BDSM. And then I have some scenarios that I'm not going to go through with you because it's not developed yet as an idea.
I already saw it.
Oh, yeah, you did. Okay, so you've just been granted one wish and a superpower. The catch is that they can't be, like, super awesome wishes or superpowers. They have to be kind of second rate. So, like, you can't wish for world peace, but you can wish for, you know, like,
burgers.
For your mail to arrive faster.
Oh my, that is not second rate. That is like fucking okay, that's single call to like a courier company. Like, guys, can you fucking move?
Well, it's shitty wishes and shitty superpowers. So, which kind of wish are you gonna go for, and which kind of superpower did you get?
Is the wish like, can I wish for something to happen just like for the rest of my life, or is it like a one-time
thing? Sure,
why
not?
I wish that my hair would not clog the bathtub. And
fair.
Yeah. And the what was the other one?
A shitty superpower.
To open all jars without breaking a sweat. Fuck off, you said shitty.
Yeah, it is really shitty, but I fucking love it anyway.
I delivered, fuck you.
That's pretty good. Okay.
Shut up.
No, I find that it's such a good question to ask, and I love your answer. Jesus.
I'm going to delete my
Google don't. This is so good and you love it.
This is released.
You fucking love this. Okay. So, do you have any guilty pleasures, Karis? And what are they?
Guilty pleasures. I never understood the concept of a guilty pleasure. Like what? Like something? Oh no, I do have one. Kitty Powers Matchmaker.
What?
Google it. It's a game.
No, what did you call it?
Oh my god.
You said it too fast.
Powers Matchmaker.
Kitty Powers Matchmaker.
Yeah. Google it.
I absolutely will because I need to know.
Well, people can hear you typing. This is very professional.
Yeah, it's fine. Kitty Powers Matchmaking. Or matchmaker. Run your own matchmaking agency with help from drag queen diva Kitty Powers, okay?
Exactly.
And you can buy it for €669 on Steam because it's 30% off.
I'm sad I already have it. I would buy it again. No, but what do you enjoy
so much about it? Why Kitty Powers?
It's just such a silly fucking game, and you know, lately, for the past few years, I don't really have that much time on my hands. Like, you know, the problem is with games. To kind of get immersed, you have to play it for a longer time. At least I do.
Yeah.
And, you know, I simply don't have the time to do it now. So, you know, games like Kitty Pryor's Matchmaker, however it's called, you just kind of boot it up. You play for 10 minutes. You make people, you know, kind of get married even though they hate each other's guts. Then you just close it and you're done, you know, and you can just move on with your life.
You've just fucked up some people's lives. Easy peasy.
I mean, whatever, you know. They have to work it out. But usually they don't, and they send you a letter with a huge F and like, oh, it didn't work out, you know, and you're like, I'm not even surprised. But, you know, no, it's a cool guy. It's a cool game. Small game, silly game.
I feel like they should make an actual dating app out of that.
It has words like Delisharooney.
Delisharooney?
Delisharooney, which I don't think is a real word. I hope not. Or like, God fucking damn it, what was there? Delisharooney. Yes, of course, Kiris. When you want to remember stuff, it's all gone. Well, Delisharooney is one of the horrible things that you can find in the game. But it's funny. I recommend it, actually.
I feel like they should try to make that into a real thing where actual people can sign up for it and then people will put you together and you'll have to go on a date.
Oh my god, that sounds like a horrible idea. That sounds like your podcast, just with two guests.
Fine. Oh my god, matchmaking podcast.
No!
Yes. I'm going to bring you on the next time and I'm going to have no name and you guys can be better. Okay.
That would be so scary.
If you could become the opposite sex for one day, what would you look like?
What would I look like?
Yeah, like if you became a man for a day, what would you look like? Would you be like super toned, you know, bodybuilder or?
I would be ripped. I would be like.
Bodybuilder ripped or CrossFit ripped?
Fighting bears ripped.
Damn, okay, so like.
No, old, but.
Strong man Russian.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, I don't have anything against like. CrossFit version, but I really, you have to fucking, well, you don't have to.
I mean, you're talking about a muscular kind of buff person, but who's still kind of meaty, not, you know, without any fat.
yeah, sure I am.
I mean, that's what I'm understanding if you're saying a Russian strongman.
No, what I'm trying to say here, and this is a tangent, basically, is that there is not enough love for... Thank you for coughing again when I'm talking. There is not enough love for men who are, like, ripped, but, like, you know, like a strongman ripped. You know what I mean? Like, usually you get these guys with, like, them smaller waist and, like, really toned chest and whatnot.
You're talking about rugby players, basically.
That's what I
understand. Yeah, like stocky, but muscular.
I'm just gonna, you know what? No, I can't describe male body that well. So I'm just gonna click away.
Are you gonna Google it?
Yes, of course I'm gonna Google it.
Alright.
You just make people laugh or something.
No. I'll check my Reddit messages while I wait for you.
Do that. I'm not ashamed or something.
No, it's fine. If I became the opposite sex for a day, I'd be what would I be?
Intimidating?
No.
Oh, that would be a change.
Kind of middle height.
How tall are you now?
Like 178.
Oh, okay.
When something like that. I'd be a pretty girl with long hair, nice set of boobs, and I'd totally just stay in bed and play with my tits and get off all day.
This is exactly what women do all the time.
I mean, if that's true, then that's fine.
Yes, Bear. This, oh my god. This is exactly what happens when you're a female. You just, like, your boss calls you, and it's like, I know you're a female, you can stay at home, just fap all day. And you're like, okay. Fucking given privilege, because you have a clit. Stop! God fucking damn it! God.
Have you linked it yet?
No. Now I can't find it.
Fine.
Whatever. It's like all strong people are gone from the internet.
Okay, so you now have the power to summon
No, you shut up. I didn't say what kind of a man I would be.
Okay.
I would probably be like 182 centimeters.
Okay.
Pretty ripped. Dark hair peppered with gray. Blue eyes. A scar on the left forearm. Tattoos on the right arm. Yeah. And I would be called Zachary.
Zachary, okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Go on. Ladies, hit me up if you're interested.
Yeah. She'll totally dress
not
up for
you.
Bear.
Not you.
Okay, so you now have the power to summon any animal companion at will, right?
Oh,
so
God.
Which one do you summon, but what's the downside about it?
A ferret. It smells.
An attack feral. All right.
Oh my god, Bear, these questions, though.
These questions are fucking good. And you love it. Don't even give me that shit.
The amount of people... the amount of guys that keep telling me that they love something since I fucking joined GWA is overwhelming. Overbearing.
I mean, if you don't like this thing,
oh, no,
we can stop
it.
I love it.
I would never leave you, Bear.
Do you want to stop talking?
No.
Are you sure?
Oh my god. Sure. I'm sorry. I'm just getting...
I mean, you can keep talking.
No, I just got a fangirl moment because one of my favorite posters wrote back on a thread I had. And I'm just like, hee. But anyways, go on.
Are you sure? I mean, we can stop.
No. Oh my
I can
god,
drink
Bear.
Some more water.
Oh my god. Bear, I'm fine. I can do it. I can do it. Okay. I'm totally at peace, Bear. Don't.
I can't even drink the water. Backstory to this, Karis absolutely hates the sound of evil drinking or eating in audios.
Oh my god, it really like gives me actual physical pain when I hear someone.
Alright, I'll quit.
Is there someone you want to punch in the face?
Yes, I actually do.
Okay, good.
People from DWA, fuck, marry, kill.
Oh dear god, okay. Sorry, can I choose or do you have the options?
No, you can choose, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Marry no name. Because I absolutely love him so much.
Okay.
Not the guy at all. What was the other? Fucking kill?
Yeah.
I can't say who I would kill. There is a person I would... No, there isn't.
You'd kill me.
No. Can't be bothered. Sorry.
Are you sure?
Don't do that to me, bitch. Oh, you Fucking okay.
Some good water.
Some good cringe over this side. Anyways, so Mary No Name, whoever this guy is, don't ban me. Kill. Oh my god, I can't say it. She has fans.
Kill who?
There is a girl. I would probably not kill. This is a stupid game. But there is a girl I'm not that fond of.
Okay.
Because I'm a
pity. We won't mention any names, so that's fine.
Yes, but you know, if I had to choose.
And who would you fuck?
God, who would I fuck? Witty Yeti.
Witty Yeti?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you didn't know him, do you?
No, I have no idea.
Okay, good.
But I'll...
Let's keep it that way.
I'll make sure to tag No Name and Witty Yeti.
Don't tag fucking No Name.
I'm tagging No Name in this.
Don't tag No... Why are you even tagging him?
Because you name dropped him. Boom. Are you in any kind of way interested in BDSM or not?
Sorry, I just kind of... I was waiting for you to drink, and I was trying to keep my shit together. Yes. And in yes, mostly some sort of, like, light bondage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Were you a dom or a sub?
A sub.
Sub?
Well, it depends, really. For men, I'm a sub. For women, I'm a dom.
So you go both ways. Nice.
Mm. Well, no. Well, kind of, but not really.
So, women is more of a fantasy, but you're attracted to men?
No. I'm bisexual.
Oh, okay. Then...
No, it's more along the lines of I enjoy being sub when it comes to men. And I can do dom sometimes, but yeah.
Okay.
And then I enjoy being dom for women, but I can also be a sub, but yeah, rarely.
Okay. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's your safe word? And if you don't have one, can we make one up?
Herring.
Herring. I love that we bonded over herrings. It's a good topic.
Uh-huh.
Would you say that you have any uncommon kinks, and how did herring. You discover that you were into them? Where do you like them?
Uncommon kinks. Gas masks. But not like latex ones, okay? Just no.
Like
just normal,
Second World regular. War gas masks?
Yes, kinda, yeah.
Okay, how did you discover you're into that?
I guess I just was kind of just browsing the internet, and I well, gas masks and full body armor, for example. And I guess I just kind of discovered, like, browsing the internet, looking at some pictures or whatnot, and suddenly, wow, a guy in a gas mask? Yes. A guy in a full bodysuit? Yes. You know.
When you say bodysuit, do you mean heavy plate armor, or what are we talking about?
Both. Heavy plate armor, any kind of, like, armor, especially one that covers the face, so with, like, with a helmet or whatnot. But I'm also talking about any kind of, like, a army uniform. It's not
okay,
really uncommon,
like
though.
Bulletproof vest.
Yeah, 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 exactly. But, you know, even other things, like, I think it's not even that much about clothing per se. It's more along the lines of just being clothed. Because okay. It even works for me if there's a guy in, like, a, you know, clothing motorcycle gear with a
okay.
helmet. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
I don't think I've ever really heard of anyone being interested in full body armor and stuff, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah, the sad thing is they have to take it off.
Well, at some point, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I lose the interest, which is not the best moment, but sure.
I mean, if you're into the helmet stuff, they could just keep the helmet on.
That doesn't work. It just looks therapy.
It looks...
It looks almost as derpy as guys in fucking socks. It happens so often in porn. I'm just asking why. Why? Why could you be bothered to take everything up but not your fucking socks?
Yeah.
Is it really that fucking cold in there?
I mean, some people do it for grip, I guess, but I don't know.
For grip? Oh my god. That is some kinky stuff you're into, Bear. But okay.
I mean, sure.
The mental images. Okay.
Yeah. Is there also a kink you don't understand?
No one is going to listen to this shit.
Yes, they are.
Maybe Mako is going to listen. And sorry, Mako. I'm so sorry. Like, Mako is probably going to listen to it because she's so nice and she listens to everything. Like, her comments, when you read through her comments, she actually listens to every single bit. And I am so sorry, Mako. Mako,
yeah, she's
I
awesome.
Did not know that this was going to be so long and so bad.
This has
this
been
is his idea.
Really good. Okay.
This is his idea and he's responsible.
Is there a kink you don't understand?
What?
Is there a kink you don't understand? Like, you don't get why people are into it?
Water sports. And okay. I think you are into it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe you can explain it to me. I'm not even joking. I'm not even being like, water sports. No, I'm just actually genuinely, I pronounced it really wrong. But I'm actually sincerely curious.
I mean, there are a couple of different sides of it, obviously. I mean, for me and then the person I'm doing it to, for the submissive, it's more of having that control over you that, for example, if you really need to go and you're not allowed to, or that you'll have to, like, there are a lot of different things you can do with it, like force you to piss your pants or something. That's really humiliating, right? And I'm pretty heavily into humiliation and degradation. And that kind of stuff goes the other way as well as dominant. There's that humiliating factor of doing it to someone that it's pretty hot, and yeah, I don't know, it feels good to pee. So you know, it feels good, and it and knowing
so
that
first,
it causes
no. So I'm sorry
mental
you have to
despair.
So first we have just fap, that's my advice, Barrett 2016, and now it's good to pee, it feels good to pee, also Barrett 2016.
Yeah, pee on someone.
Oh, okay.
Consensually.
Hmm. I can see it. I can say I see the good side of it. But as I said,
I mean,
know,
are you into humiliation?
No, not at all. No, but I did actually think about that, and you know, I figured that's very heavily based on that. So yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty humiliating to have someone pee on you or peeing on yourself. So that's how it is for me, at least. That's where it's tied in for me. I'm sure there are other people that have a completely different view on it. It's entirely possible.
I mean, you know, when it comes to kinks, my only rule, well, two rules, is, you know, one, whatever floats your boat, and the second one is as long as you're not hurting anyone.
Yeah.
Of course, when we're talking about rape, you know, thing is, I'm assuming that no one wants to actually get raped in real life. So
yes.
It's just, yeah.
I mean, I would say most people don't want to. I'm sure there is a market for that.
I'm sure, you know, there are people who like to do different stuff,
but
I'm sure, yeah.
I also feel like you have different aspects of things where this goes beyond the safe sane part of things, you know? That's just me. If you can follow what I'm saying.
No.
Okay, there's the whole motto about safe, sane, consensual.
Yeah.
And for the people that want to experience actual acts of violence or rape, I feel like they're going beyond what's safe and sane. And obviously it's not consensual, really.
No, I mean,
I think it's a very vast minority of, I would assume very extremely masochistic people that probably should be clinically diagnosed.
Whoa, Jesus.
Well, yeah. I mean, that is how it works in my head. Like, if you're into heavy control play, you're a masochist. If you're into the extreme forms of it, I'm going to assume that you're an even more extreme form of a masochist. That's just how my
well. And you is. Should be diagnosed.
I mean, yeah. I mean, if you want to be, if you want to have bodily harm done to you in a setting where you're not in control, then there's nothing sane about it.
I suppose not.
I mean, maybe that's judgmental of me. Sorry if there's people out there feeling targeted.
No, it's just, you know. It's,
I mean,
just
that's my opinion.
The... I haven't really thought about it before, to be honest, so I can't really give you my opinion about it.
No, it's cool.
I know, you know, all I know is all I know is, you know, rape fantasy is something really, really fucking common. And it's fine. Apparently. As long as you actually, you know, keep it within reason. I guess, especially when you play it out with someone.
I think it's a wrong thing to call it a rape fantasy because it's not really that what it is it?
I mean, you know. I mean, I hope that
it's more of having.
It's still, you know, an agreement.
Yeah, I mean, it's more of having control over a situation where you have no control. You know, it's not really rape.
It's rape role play. Let's call it that, and that's it.
Sure. I just feel like it's a silly word to use. But that's me.
Rape is a silly word to use, Bear?
Yeah, because it's not rape. You're consenting to be treated like an object, basically. It's
say
more
that
like...
to the vast majority of audios on GWA.
I mean, again, I use the tag myself, but that's because it's mandatory. If it wasn't, then I wouldn't. And I've had the argument with Senna multiple times, but, you know, it's whatever. And I understand with the triggers and stuff that it's probably relevant to have it in there. But if I write something like in the title, I'm going to call it, I'm going to use you, and then like heavy degradation, humiliation and stuff like that, you know, it should be fairly obvious that you're not going to get fucking puppies and sunshine here, right? But yeah, I understand that it streamlines it so you can use the filter.
Thank you for your understanding, Mr. Bale.
Yeah, I'm so very gracious. Is there a kink that you would like to explore more, but you haven't currently got the chance to do so?
No, really, I don't think so. The thing is, I'm pretty... I know what I like.
Yeah.
So there aren't things that I kind of, you know, look at them like, oh, I've never thought of that before. Let me explore it. No, it doesn't happen. It just kind of, you know, I'm at this point in my life where I'm kind of like sorted out. And yeah. I know what I like, what I don't like. So, weird things, I already have them, kind of.
Heard it first here, she's totally having, like, a penis in her nose or something.
Excuse me?
Heard it first here on the online with our sign.
Penis in the nose.
Yeah, totes. It scares this kink. Okay. If...
I don't know what you're waiting for. I'm not going to argue with you because it's pointless.
Yeah, no, there's no point in arguing.
Oh.
Do you have a preference for underwear for yourself or your partner?
Clean.
Clean, okay.
Look, I'm 28, okay.
I like it. No, I mean, some people like different types of underwear. Like, I'm a big fan of lace.
Yeah, I like a type that is clean. Because I'm 28 and I'm fucking done with fucking like buying laces. Oh, no, I still buy lacy stuff, but I'm fucking down with like the most important thing is for it to be clean, you know?
Sure.
It can be all lacy and shit, but I swear to God, if it's not clean, no.
You ain't down for that?
No. You know, I can take a dick up the nose, but no clean, no dirty underwear.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
One last question for you, Karis. And this is going to be the weirdest one so far.
So just be ready. I'm excited.
If I said that a member of your family was secretly into kink, which family member would you suspect?
What the fuck? That he would be no family of mine, so none.
No, come on.
What? No way, Bear. This question is stupid.
I mean, you can decline to answer, that's fine.
I'm declining to answer this stupid question.
It's a good question. I found it hilarious.
It's a stupid question. Well, that gives me all the information I need.
Yeah, that I'm a child at heart and an all-over lovable guy.
There are children in my family, and they always come to me, and they're like, oh, Auntie Kiris, if someone in our family was into kink, who would that be? They always ask me that, because this is such a tight question to ask, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all the time. You can go around without these kids just asking you about kinks and shit.
Uh-huh. Tell me more about your progressive family.
You leave my family alone, Bear.
I am saying nothing about your family other than good things.
Progressive? None in these parts.
That's called sarcasm. Okay. I think that's all the fun we're going to have today.
Oh, God. Mako, I'm so sorry. Mako, I hope you're still alive. Mako, please just fucking like let us know that you're still alive.
Why would she not be alive?
I wouldn't be. And I didn't even listen to it myself.
Well, too bad, Karis. Thank you for joining me today, Karis. This was a lot of fun, even though you probably had no fun at all.
Zero. Negative fun.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Ugh. Was it, though? Did you really enjoy